Welcome back to another episode of Fantasy End Zone. I'm your host, Jake. As always, this is the start, sits, and the Thursday night recap edition. I know most were thinking this was going to be out yesterday, just with work and everything else. It, like I said, it's going to be either coming out Friday or Saturday, and it's coming out Saturday. So looking at Thursday night recap, we are going to look at it. Houston losing 13-21 against the New York Jets. In this one, CJ Stroud struggled again. 11 for 30, 191, no touchdowns, no interceptions. He also had 59 yards on the ground, so that helped for fantasy numbers. But the man of the hour is Joe Mixon, still another 100-yard game, 106 to be exact, with one touchdown. And with all the injuries to the wide receivers, hopefully Nico comes back next week healthy. But remember, Stefon Diggs is out for the season with a torn ACL. So the next man up is Tank Dell. He provided 9 targets, catching 6 of them for 126. Huge day on the in the air. Just unfortunate he didn't get any touchdowns, but we'll take it. Over 100 yards for him. I know a lot of people have been waiting for him to produce those kind of numbers, and he got it done. Dalton Schultz had 3 catches, 21 yards. And the only other receiver that caught a pass from C.J. Stroud was Robert Woods, 2 for 44. Everyone else did not have a catch. So if you did stream any Hutchinson, Menchie, that was a bad decision. On the other side, Aaron Rodgers looked terrible in the first half. He only had, I think, 23, 24 yards. Comes out in the second half, 211 yards with 3 touchdowns. Big second half for him and the Jets. Breece Hall had only 74 yards rushing. He added 2 catches for 11. Was not the kind of production we would like to see from Hall or we're used to seeing from Hall. Less than 10 fantasy points. Davante Adams gets his first touchdown with Aaron Rodgers. 7 catches, 91 yards, and 1 touchdown. Garrett Wilson still continues to be a baller with Aaron Rodgers as the last couple weeks have gone by. 9 catches, 90 yards, 2 touchdowns. This Jets team, are they back? I don't know. I think it's more C.J. Stroud did not play well at all. They got down in the red zone a few times and just could not get the touchdowns that you'd like to see. Aaron Rodgers, on the other hand, played really good in the second half and dominated. Maybe he's back. I mean, he's got his guy, Devontae, his lover, but it's a wait-and-see approach still, I think, for them. Injuries this week for the Baltimore Ravens. Rashid Ali's out with the knee or with the ankle injury. Keaton Mitchell is questionable with his knee injury that he suffered last year. For the Saints, it looks like Derek Carr is good to go. Juwan Johnson's good to go. Alvin Kamara's good to go. Bub Means is out for them. Kendre Miller's out for them. And Jamal Williams is doubtful. For the Panthers, Jonathan Brooks' knee is out. As of right now, it looks like they are starting also Bryce Young in this one. Xavier Leggett. Toe, he's questionable. I think he's going to be good to go. Adam Thielen, hamstring. He is able to return, but he is doubtful. For the Bills, it looks like Amari Cooper popped up on it with a wrist injury. He is questionable. Most likely he's good to go. Curtis Samuel, I don't know why they paid him all the money that they did. He is questionable as well. Jaden Daniels looks like he's good to go this week. Terry McLaurin practiced this week. He's good to go. For the Raiders, Jacoby Myers, he played last week. He's good to go. He's good to go this week. Zamir White, questionable with the quad injury. But, I mean, he's not really that much fantasy relevance this year anymore with Addison taking over, or Madison. T. Higgins for the Bengals is doubtful with the quad injury. Zach Moss is doubtful, so it looks like it's going to be the Chase Brown week for Bengals. Will Levis is still questionable with the shoulder injury. Tony Pollard, questionable with the foot injury. And looks like Tajay Spears is out this week with a hamstring injury currently. Brandon Rice for the Chargers is out. Looks like Dorian Thompson-Robinson is full practice, but he is set to be the backup this week. So expect Jameis Winston to be throwing and balling this week. For the Jacksonville Jaguars, this is a big report. Tank Bigsby, questionable. Gabe Davis, questionable. Travis Etienne's a game-time decision. He's questionable. Christian Kirk is out for the season with a broken collarbone. So he is out. Brian Robinson is questionable with his chest injury. That's a lot of big names for a lot of skilled positions. So it's hard to say who's going to be playing wide receiver that next or this coming week. Dallas Goedert for the Eagles is out as well. Puka Nacua for the Rams popped up with another injury with his knee. He is questionable. He did not practice this week. It's hard to be. It's going to be a game time decision. Jordan Willington is questionable as well with a shoulder injury. Seahawks, DK Metcalf is ruled out with a knee injury. Huge news for him. Jared Goff is going to be playing for the Lions. I know he popped up this week. Josh Jacobs is questionable with the ankle injury for the Packers. Jordan Love is also questionable with a groin injury. I think both of them are going to give it a go. Also, remember, Anthony Richardson is benched for Joe Flacco, so start your wide receivers this week because he can help you and produce numbers. Mike Evans out. Bucky Irving got reported that didn't practice, but it looks like the toe is going to be an issue all year round. And that Juju Smith-Schuster on Monday night is out as well, from what I can tell. He did not practice all week, and I doubt he's going to be playing this week as well. That is your injury report. Now for my starts of the week, starting at the quarterback position, I am taking flyers on these ones, but Dak Prescott versus Falcons this week. I think Dak and CeeDee Lamb last week got it going toward the end. Yes, garbage time, but they also had that connection, the trust again. And to me, I think that was huge because I didn't think CeeDee Lamb trusted Dak too much weeks prior because he is always rolling his eyes. He's always mouthing something. I think he's got a connection now with Dak. They need a win. I think they find a way to win this game against the Falcons. And it starts with Dak Prescott. He is a start of the week, one of the starts of the week for me. Joe Burrow is next against the Raiders. Even with T. Higgins out, Joe Burrow, Joe Cool, whatever you want to call him, him and Ja'Marr Chase are going to link up for over 100 yards together and probably a touchdown as well. Raiders team is not as good as we all, I guess not a lot of us actually believed in the Raiders to begin with, but I see Bengals winning this one. Also, I think Chase Brown gets touches out of the backfield. My sneaky start of the week is Geno Smith. He's, I do believe, leading the league in passing yards against this Rams secondary. I think they're going to have some success for them. And I know DK Metcalf is missing, but look for the other receivers to step up. Also, I think they're going to hand the ball off to, or pass the ball out of the backfield to Ken Walker or Zach Charbonnet and use Noah Fant in this game. He is my sneaky start of the week for the quarterback position. My sits of the week, though, Patrick Mahomes is still on the list. He has not impressed me at all again this year still. He faces the Buccaneers on Monday night. It is a very favorable matchup against the Buccaneers. I just don't see him producing the numbers that we all have hoped. I don't know how he was even MVP favorite a couple weeks ago, but that's probably because his team's still undefeated, but he has yet to impress me throwing the ball this year. He still has not finished top 12 quarterbacks since last year, week 12. So he will continue to be on this list until he proves me otherwise. This would be the one week he might, but I still sit him. My other is Kyler Murray against the Bears. The Bears have been one of the better D's in the league, and also I think Jalen Johnson shuts down Marvin Harrison Jr. this week, leaving only Trey McBride to catch majority of the passes. He has some rushing upside, but I think they're going to have a QB spy on him, and they got fast linebackers to do it. I don't see Kyler Murray's fantasy numbers being high at all this week, so he is a sit. At the running back position, my start of the week is 100% Aaron Jones versus the Colts. He is another week healthier. He gets majority of the carries last week even in the game. I think he had 19. I think Chandler maybe had one or two. But he's going to get majority of the work against the Colts. The Colts have been terrible against the run this season. Last week, just listen to these numbers, I guess. Last week, Mixon, 102 yards, one touchdown. Achan, 77 yards. Pollard, 93 yards and a touchdown. Tank Bigsby, 101 yards, two touchdowns. Josh Jacobs, 151 yards. And Mixon also in week one led the NFL rushing, 159 yards and one touchdown. They're just giving up too many yards on the ground and points to the running back. So for that, Aaron Jones is a must start. I do believe he gets 100 and a touchdown as well this week. James Cook against the Dolphins. He faced the Dolphins in week two. He had 78 yards on the ground, two touchdowns. He also caught one pass, 17 yards, and a touchdown through the air. He just broke out of his slump the last week, rushing for 111 yards and two touchdowns. I think this is another week for Cook to continue the momentum and get another 75 at least and a touchdown, if not 100 and a touchdown this week. I'm calling a touchdown for Cook this week, though. My sneaky start is Chase Brown versus the Raiders. With Moss out, that leaves Brown getting the bulk load and being the lone back for the Bengals. He'll get the heavy workload rushing, and I think, like I said, he's going to catch passes out of the backfield. With T. Higgins out, I just see Brown having a good day on the ground and the little short passes. He is a start, sneaky start of the week. Sits of the week, Javonte Williams versus the Ravens. Williams has been up and down this year. He's had a hard time last week. The week before, though, he went off. I think this week is going to be a hard time again against the Ravens defense that is really good against the run. The most rushing yards they have allowed to a single run rusher is 52 yards, and they didn't even get a touchdown that game. Williams shares too much of the Broncos' touches as well to carve out any good fantasy relevance this week, so he is a must-sit this week. Ramondre Stevenson against the Titans. Titans have been good against the run this year. I believe that continues against this week. Patriots front. Titans are too good, too fast. Also, with Drake May most likely being out with the concussion, I see them playing, obviously, Jacoby Brissett. But Brissett is not that great. I could see the Titans loading the box with pass rushers and linebackers, making it hard for them to run and put a lot of pressure on Jacoby Brissett that can't even throw over 150 yards. For that reason, I think Stevenson fumbles also in this one. I know he had a whole bunch of fumbling issues earlier this week or year, but I think it continues struggling. Wide receiver starts of the week, Devontae Smith against the Jags. He led the Eagles in receiving last week. I think he continues this week, doesn't change a thing. Dallas Goedert is out another week, and I like what Smith has been doing in the slot and on the outside. With Goddard out, he's been catching a lot of intermediate passes underneath. Also, the Jags defense is not that great, so this makes the start of the week for me. Jackson Smith and Ajigba versus the Rams. Much kind of like what I said with Geno, but with DK out this week, insert JSN into your lineups. I think he goes at least 10 targets versus this bad second Rams secondary. They have allowed over 4 receivers this year for 100 yards and a touchdown, and a couple that was at 90 yards and a touchdown. In my opinion, I think JSN finishes as a top 12 wide receiver this week. Mark it on your calendars. I predicted this. It is going to happen. Sneaky start of the week, though. Cedric Tillman versus Chargers. Winston is back, baby. And I like what I've seen the last 2 weeks for Tillman. I know last week I said it's a wait-and-see approach. I think he showed us what he's capable of with the 2 touchdowns, 99 yards. It just got me excited for this play this week, especially since the Chargers' defense just gave up Chris Olave 100 yards last week. I think Jameis Winston is a better quarterback than what Saints started last week. And Spencer Rattler or Jake, the backup, Jake Harrier. But I think Tillman will have close to that and another touchdown this week, I'm going to say, against this Chargers defense. Wide receiver sits of the week, I already mentioned Marvin Harrison Jr. versus the Bears. Much like Kyler, I don't think he's going to have time to throw with this Bears front 7 putting pressure on him. Also, I think Jalen Johnson's going to be covering Marvin Harrison Jr. this week, so that's going to affect his play and fantasy outlook this week. Plus, Marvin has been up and down this year. Last week he had a huge day. I think this week is his bad week. Next is Tyreek Hill, I'm going to say, against the Bills. Yes, I love Tua. He's back. Remember, though, these two met in week two. Tua played most of the game. He had three interceptions, and Hill only had three catches, 24 yards. I like what the Bills have done against top wide receivers this year. The secondary has been amazing, and I think it's another struggle this week for Tyreek Hill, especially on the road against the Bills. I am sitting Tyreek Hill in one of my leagues as well. Tight end starts of the week. Evan Ingram versus Eagles. They will be out with majority of the receivers, in my opinion. Christian Kirk, obviously, he's out for the year with a broken collarbone. And perhaps Brian Thompson Jr. and Gabe Davis, which means if this is going to be a negative game script, I think Lawrence is going to be force-feeding Evan Ingram with targets, meaning give him the start. He's going to probably earn 10 to 15 targets this week. If all of them are out, it might be even much higher than that. But I think he's still average or gets at least 10 targets this week, even with Thompson or Davis in or both. Next is Kate Otten versus Chiefs. Yes, the Chiefs have been good overall, but Baker has been on a tear. I know some of it was garbage time, but that matters in fantasy football. He's missing his top two receivers as well this week. Again, I see Kate Otten doing the Kate Otten show once again, like I predicted last week. He looked good. He's going to get force fed just like Evan Ingram with targets. And I think it's a good play this week against this Chiefs defense. My sneaky start of the week is Tucker Kraft versus the Lions. He's been dominant as of late. It doesn't matter if Malik Willis or Jordan Love is the starting quarterback this week. I think he finds the end zone. He's produced high numbers scoring with both of them. And like I said, in my opinion, I think Tucker Kraft gets a touchdown this week. My sits of the week, though, for tight end position, my number one has to be TJ Hockenson versus the Colts. Coming fresh off the injury from the ACL, I know a lot of people have been benching or having him stash on the team. I think it's not a good week to bring him back this week. Even if you have to stream somebody, I'd find somebody else. But, yeah, coming off that injury to his ACL, we've seen other people come back, eased into it for game action with this kind of injury. And also the Colts have been really good against the tight end position. He is a sit for me until he kind of gets more game action. I mean, that's why we all have the preseason. Give some of these guys the game action. And I think this is another week for Hockenson to be eased into live game action. My other sit of the week for tight end is Mark Andrews versus the Broncos. Broncos D has been a great D this year so far. I feel this is going to be a low-scoring game than most think. When the Broncos have the ball on offense, I think they control the ball. Means less opportunity for MVP favorite Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. I don't see Andrews getting much opportunity this week with that happening. So for me, I'm going to have to sit him against the Broncos. That is another episode of Fantasy End Zone. Check back on Tuesday. As always, I will recap, but I'm going to do something different this coming week with the presidential election. I'm going to do kind of like a little show contest thing that I'm going to do something different. I'm going to recap it quick, fast, and all that for Sunday games. But I'm going to do something different since we have the election. Get out and vote on Tuesday as well. Also, be sure to follow, like, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Follow, like on Facebook and Instagram. Also, share to a friend. It means a lot to get the channel out there. As always, email at fantasyendzonepodcast@gmail.com. Good luck this week in your fantasy matchups, and I'll see you guys and talk to you guys later. Peace.